Voters in New York are deciding on school and library budgets and school board members today. In Albany, city voters are deciding on a $260.4 million proposal that carries a 1.99% tax levy increase under the 2% tax cap. North Colony is proposing a $116.3 million budget, also under the cap. Two proposed budgets carry 1.4% levy cuts, Schenectady's at nearly $202.5 million, and Guilderland's at $102.1 million. Shenandoah's $177.7 million budget raises the tax levy 2.5%. A $114.1 million proposal in Troy would raise the tax levy 1%. Bethlehem Central District's $100.8 million budget proposal carries a tax levy increase of 2.03%. In Saratoga Springs, the $129.5 million plan comes with a tax levy increase of 3.02%, which is just under the district's limit. An outlier is in Johnstown, where the proposed $38.6 million budget would mean a 35% tax levy hike. New York State School Boards Association spokesman David Albert believes most of this year's proposals will pass.
The vast majority of school districts are within their tax cap. Only 18 districts statewide are attempting to override the cap. It's the second lowest number of districts attempting overrides since the cap went into place in 2012. Given the history of budgets that require only a simple majority for passage because they're within their cap, given that it's a over 99% approval rate for those budgets, I would think that we would see high levels of budget approval this year. And for the districts attempting overrides for those 18 districts, we tend to see about a 60% approval of those budgets, and so still greater than 50%.
Voters in many districts are also considering school board candidates and various propositions. There are three empty school board seats to be filled in Saratoga Springs. Seven candidates are on the ballot. In Schenectady, six candidates are vying for three seats, and there's a proposition to authorize the district to sell the former Elmer Avenue Elementary School for at least $450,000. Albany voters will decide on a $45.6 million facilities package that would create a 650-student middle school at the former YMCA in North Albany and renovate Arbor Hill Elementary School. Albany Public Library's Executive Director Scott Jarzombek says there's no library budget vote this year because the library's 2020 budget carries no tax levy increase.
We have gone out and kind of gotten additional funds from other sources, including being part of pilot payments that are made to the city through the IDA. So we looked at our budget and decided that we didn't need to make an ask to the taxpayers for more.
There are four candidates for three seats on Albany's library board. New York State Commissioner of Education Mary Ellen Elia urges voters to turn out.
If they don't want the vote, the budget to pass, or if they do want to, I am convinced that we need to become a proactive and civically engaged.
Polls close at 9 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.